The next area that we'll look at in our program on healing is turning major crises into acute gains. David describes that when facing a major crisis, there is a sequencing of shock, resentment, disbelief, then anger. David takes you through these phases in relation to the scale of consciousness.
Shock, disbelief, resentment that you have to go through this, anger that it's happening, blaming God. God is to blame for everything, and you blame God. And at the same time, you pray to God. You pray to God at the same time you blame Him. And you pray for all the other people. So when a major catastrophe comes about, I'm concerned with the psychological, emotional suffering of people who are in that situation, and I pray for the relief of their anxiety and fear. Because the crisis is always the same, depending on the circumstances, people think that it's different. Actually, an acute crisis is always the same no matter what the occasion is. Shock and surprise, disbelief. And in the middle of it, you really don't think. You don't really get upset about it until it's over. A crisis is so fast in its onset, unexpected. It's over before you know it. And then very often the fear, it's surprising, the fear doesn't come up until the whole event is over already. And then there's like a quick rerun, and the fear comes up at the rerun. At the time of the accident, there wasn't any fear. So you handle the energy of the emotion. You handle the energy and not the quality, the energy of it. So all you have to do is surrender to the emotion, to the energy itself, and let go resisting the energy. And the energy will take care of it. And don't forget, you have also the wisdom of the collective unconscious. And if you don't remember how to handle it, the collective does, because mankind has lived through an innumerable number of crises. And in the collective awareness and consciousness of mankind are all the tools you'll need. And so you sort of surrender into it, into your humanness. And we often do that by when we pray for God, that's all we do, is that we just suddenly come into the wisdom, accept the wisdom of the collective consciousness of all of mankind, which, of course, over the millennia has learned how to handle every crisis that's imaginable. Don't resist the emotion and say, of course you're going to be upset. Of course you're going to be worried. Of course you're going to say to yourself, well, what are we going to do now? Of course you're going to go into a panic. So you let it be okay to have those. Those are just natural responses. Those are just natural responses. They're just part of humanness. So you don't have to label it that you are responding it that way. It's humanness that's responding that way. And the average human will go through a period of dismay, panic, fear. And then, of course, it'll start making plans and discuss in its own mind what reparative steps you're going to take to ensure survival now that you've lost your job. Or one of these phases, it becomes protracted. You get stuck in grieving, or you get stuck in fear. You get stuck in resentment. That's not due to worry, fear, or anger. The problem there is one of stuckness. How come you're unwilling to move on? So I would point out to the patient, well, what are you getting out of this constant? Resentment would be a common one. My wife has left me, or my boss has fired me, or something. But they're milking it. So I want them to see that they're milking it. So, you know, I tell them, well, that was a couple of years ago. You know, it's time to get over it. That they're milking off of it and feeding off of it, and they're using it. So when they begin to see that they are indeed propagating it themselves or whatever they're getting out of it. In our present society, the competition is for victimhood. It's almost hilarious how people want to rush on stage to tell you how they're the victim. And they're almost in competition to see who's the most wronged. Who's the most wronged? Either gender or race or color or money, social position, politics, whatever it is. Everybody's out there in the competition to see who's been the most wronged. So it's like a moral competition to play the victim, you see. Who's the most wronged here? Is it the old people, the young people, the Republicans, the Democrats? Who's getting the biggest part of the wrong, you know? And it's almost comical when you see it. Everybody just loves to rush on television and tell you how they've been wronged. So that's narcissism. Narcissism is to milk everything for all you can get out of it. And then when you finally see it for what it's worth, you see it through the viewpoint of self-feeding of narcissism, you only feel sorry that people get stuck in it. It's one thing to, as a passing phase, to milk it for all it's worth, but then there's a time to get over it. So what you want to do is help people get over it and move on in life.